I'd be very concerned by recent comments that Minister for Transport Shane Ross wants to see an increase of diesel excise duty in the upcoming budget to equal with petrol. One of the key reasons for that is the fact that there's currently a lot of trade which attracts people across Northern Ireland to the Republic, to many border towns such as Muff, Killay, right down the border to Petticoat, and across all the border counties. And that's a significant part of the economy in those areas, and supporting dozens of jobs in each of those towns and hundreds of jobs in our county overall. And any move by Minister Ross to increase the excise on diesel would significantly impact on that, and indeed combined with the recent weakening of sterling, totally disincentivize that trade. Another key reason as well is the cost that it would impose on the ordinary motor in terms of their day-to-day motoring. We have seen with insurance costs over the last year that they have raised 40%, and considering that, it would be totally unacceptable now if the Minister for Transport was to further add to that pressure by increasing the price of diesel.
Is it not the case that because perhaps of this new way of doing politics that your party would be in a position to strongly oppose or even block such a proposal?
That's certainly what I will be seeking to achieve. I think it would be totally the wrong approach. And certainly as the budget seeks to be formed over the coming weeks, I will be making my views on that very clear, both within my own party and indeed in terms of the budget formation. And I think it's a move which would be detrimental to motorists in our county and indeed detrimental to border trade. And it's something that I certainly will be strongly resisting.